Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hi girls, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. Today's episode is special. It is brought to you by my angels and my spirit guides. And what I mean by that is when I sat down to create the outline for this episode, I asked my angels, what is it that my audience needs to hear right now? What is the message that is most important to share with them? And I used my Shine From The Inside Oracle deck to get my answer, and the card that fell out was surround yourself with your soul tribe. So when I got this card, I started thinking, you know, about this whole topic and theme, and I realized, you know, I'm still in the process of finding my soul tribe. I haven't, you know, mastered that. So I don't want this episode to be how to attract your tribe necessarily, because I never want to tell you girls how to do something that I haven't yet mastered or accomplished myself. So my intentions with this episode is more so to share my experience with friendships, relationships, feeling like the black sheep, how I went from wanting to fit in so badly to accepting the person that I am and how I am and really embracing that, and how I've slowly began to attract my tribe. So this is just my personal experience with all of that. I know if you're similar to me, if you're also the black sheep in your family or with your friends or community, you probably have experienced similar things as myself. I wanted to just share my experience to help, you know, shed some light on this topic, because it's definitely something that I feel people don't like to talk about or admit about themselves. But I feel the more that we open up this conversation, people like myself and like you, if you resonate, can feel more connected to one another and not feel so alone. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump into this episode. So I quickly wanted to sum up my own journey, and pretty much I have always been the black sheep within my friends and with my own family. So I always felt like I didn't belong in a certain friend group. I had many different groups of friends, but I always felt like that friend who wasn't as close to everyone else in the group. So I was kind of like that person who kind of went from group to group, but I never truly felt like I belonged anywhere. And even within my own family, I always felt that way as well. So I'm half Middle Eastern and half Mexican. And, you know, whenever I was with my Middle Eastern side of the family, I always felt like I wasn't quote unquote Middle Eastern enough for them, because I didn't really connect with their culture or their views and beliefs. And even so, they often made me feel like I wasn't Middle Eastern enough for them as well. You know, they would always make comments that I was half Mexican. And same goes for my Mexican side of the family. I, again, didn't necessarily resonate with their culture. And I know they didn't mean any harm by this, but they also didn't forget to remind me that I wasn't fully Mexican. I was also something else. And so that really made me feel like I didn't necessarily have a place in this world, and that I wasn't enough for either side. So I always just felt alone. And so growing up, you know, I just felt out of place, and I deeply resented this. I deeply hated the fact that I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. And I remember growing up, and even still now, sometimes to this day, just looking at those group of friends who seemed so close to one another, and they just seemed so solid, and wishing and wondering why I couldn't have that. And I have lived most of my life wishing and wanting that. Wishing that I wasn't different, wishing that I could just fit in and be normal. And what I've come to realize, and it's taken me a long time to realize this, is I am different. I think differently than a lot of the people I grew up with. I am into completely different things than a lot of people my age and the people that I'm physically surrounded by. I live my life differently. I have different views. I have different beliefs than the majority. And this is just a fact that I've had to come to accept and embrace about myself. And when I did start to accept this and embrace it, that is when I feel things started to change for me for the better. So what I want to tell anyone who feels like the black sheep, or they just feel different, or like you don't fit in, please know that being different is not a bad thing at all. Being different is actually a blessing, because a lot of people in our society are what I like to refer to as sheep. Sheep people are people who simply follow what the rest of the crowd is doing and or wearing or acting like, or, you know, their beliefs. Sheep people think a certain way because that is what they're taught to think. They just do what they're told, they follow the rules, and that's it. And oftentimes this is like being told, you have to go to school, you have to get a good job, you have to get married, you have to have kids, and that is the path that they choose to take. And I just want to put out a little disclaimer. If you have taken the path of going to school, getting a good job, getting married, having kids, and you are genuinely happy, then this is not about you. I'm not referring to you, and so don't take that personally. Well, who I am talking about is the people who have taken this path and are not happy with their life. They're not happy with the choices they've made and are following the crowd mindlessly. Those are the people that I'm talking about, because I understand and I get that not everyone wants to live the path that I have chosen for myself. And I understand that there are people who are so happy with the path of going to school and like taking the normal route, and that is absolutely okay if that is what you truly want in life. Anyways, going back to the people who have taken that path and are not happy, the reason that is because they have been a sheep their whole life, never questioning anything, never listening to their intuition, never doing the things that they truly want to do in life. And when I think about these types of people, it makes me feel so grateful that I didn't fall in line to this path. And the thing about being different and a black sheep is that it is a hard path to take in life, but I promise you it is so worth it in the end. And the reason why it's difficult to be a black sheep or to be different is because you feel alone. You feel like people don't understand you. You just wish you could be normal to make life easier. You spend more time struggling to find jobs or relationships or friendships because you are not willing to settle for just anything, or you are not willing to settle for something that doesn't truly make you happy or that is aligned to you. And that is difficult. It's difficult to not settle. It is so much more easier to settle for a job, for a relationship, for a life, than to work hard to get to what you really want. And that is why a lot of people settle. Yeah, these are just some of the reasons why being different and being the black sheep is difficult, because you're choosing to take the path less traveled. And the reason why the path is less traveled is because it's harder during the journey, but the end destination is so much more beautiful. And that is what makes it worth it. And that is what I think a lot of people don't realize, is when you take, you know, the path that you're told to take, people take it because it's the easy way. It's literally mapped out for you and you don't have to do much. However, the end destination tends to not be a good one or a happy one if it's not what was true or aligned for you. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, you know, there's taking the road less traveled, and obviously it's a more difficult path to take, but like I said, the end result is so much more beautiful and worth it. And the reason why it's worth it is because in the end you end up creating a life that is happy and completely aligned to you. And in my personal opinion, I would much rather struggle during my journey. If I know that means having true, genuine friendships, a fulfilling career, a healthy and loving relationship, and my best life, if I know those are the things that are waiting for me, I will take any struggle, any difficulty, any obstacle that will come my way, because to me, that is worth it to live a happy and fulfilling and aligned life. So for anyone who feels different and like you don't fit in, my number one tip is to just learn to embrace that part of yourself. Honor it. Be proud and thankful that your soul came onto this earth and chose to be different and chose to take the path less traveled. And some ways that I learned to embrace and honor that I am different is to let go of those friendships where I didn't feel like I truly belonged. And that was literally every friendship I've ever had, you know, before like 2017. Also, stop trying to force relationships or friendships to happen if it's just not clicking or vibing right. And also, stop trying to force yourself to wear the latest trends because that's what you're told to wear. Stop listening to certain music if that is not the music you are truly into, or stop doing things that you truly don't enjoy. So for me, aside from like losing or like letting go of friendships that were not aligned, I stopped wearing certain clothes. And it's so crazy because I remember this very vividly. A few years ago when I was like in the midst of embracing like the fact that I'm different and all of that, I was cleaning out my closet and I realized that every single thing in my closet was not truly my style and it was not something that I truly enjoy wearing. They were all things that I bought. Those were the latest trends and those were the things that every other girl my age was wearing. And when I had this realization, I was like mind blown at the fact that I wasn't even dressing my true self. And that was a very pivotal moment for me. So take inventory of what is in your closet. Do you truly love those things? Or is it just things that you have because that's what everyone else is wearing and you just, you know, want to feel normal? And also, I stopped listening to certain genres of music. That is something that I stopped doing. Oh my God, you girls, I cannot even explain to you how much I despised going to clubs, and I didn't even realize it until I accepted the fact that I do not like going to clubs. So now I will not go to a club ever in my life ever. Because I don't enjoy that type of environment. I don't enjoy that. I feel like, I don't know. For me, I feel like, don't get me wrong, I love enjoying myself. I love having a good time. I love being with, you know, my friends. But for me, when I look back at like my club days, I remember always feeling like I had to take a shot or two before I actually went to the club because I always felt so anxious and so nervous. Like I could not go to a club sober because my anxiety would act up way too much. And I'm like, looking back now, I'm like, why in the world would I put myself in a position where I'm going to something that is anxiety inducing? You know what I mean? And for me, like clubs is a type of environment where it's a lot of like negative energy, you know, there's like gross men and women judging other women. And for me, it's just not a good time. I'll go to a bar maybe, or like a nice dinner, or, you know, drinking at a friend's house. Like that is more my vibe. So that is something that I definitely stopped doing. And it feels so liberating to like not do things you don't want to do. And other ways that I've learned to accept my differences is to embrace and honor and be unapologetic about the real stuff that I was actually into. And some of those things that obviously you girls know now because I openly talk about it, but before I never would talk about it or share it, are things like tarot cards and crystals and the things that were not looked at as normal to the people around me. But now I openly talk about it because I know that there are other people who are also into those things. And also, I've learned to enjoy my own company. Like I love being by myself. And in the beginning of like learning to embrace myself and learning to accept that I'm different, I hated being alone. I hated the fact that I was alone or that I didn't have people to connect to and all of that. But now I so love being alone. I love my own company. I love, well, not right now because we're on quarantine, but before that, I loved going to coffee shops by myself, going to the park by myself, going shopping by myself, eating lunch by myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I love going to lunch and things like that with friends and my partner, but I also love being alone. I find it so therapeutic. I'm so productive. I'm so creative. I'm so myself when I'm alone, and I love it. And that is something that I had to learn to love. So those are just some examples of how to learn to embrace and honor that you're different. But another thing that I wanted to talk about is what happens when you stop trying to be something you're not and you stop trying to pretend to be something you're not. So when you stop trying to be something you're not, there's a period in time where you may feel lost and like you don't know who you are. And it's kind of because that is the case. So when I did all the things of like letting go of friendship, stop listening to music, stop going to clubs, start doing the things that I enjoy and spending time by myself, there was a time where I felt like, okay, who am I really? And it can be kind of difficult when you're like in this awkward phase of learning who you are, but it's also a very beautiful phase if you learn to look at it from a lighter perspective. So the beautiful part about not knowing who you are is getting to find out who you truly are before society made you to be something else. And it's so empowering and amazing when you begin to uncover the real you, the things that you truly enjoy, the music you truly enjoy listening to, and the clothes you truly enjoy wearing, and the things you truly enjoy doing. And when you step into that and you be unapologetic about all of that, you become empowered and you become unstoppable, and no one can ever tell you anything about you when you are so secure of who you are as an individual. And I will admit that even when you become secure in who you are, that doesn't mean that you won't ever feel lonely. But what I will say, when you do begin to know who you are and you do embrace that and share it to the universe and the world, you will begin to attract your tribe and your people. There's that quote, which is so corny, but it is true, and it's your vibe attracts your tribe. And what I realized was the reason why I felt like out of place in my past and I didn't feel like I belong was because I didn't know who I was. And because I didn't know who I was attracting people who were not really like me. And once I truly found out who I was and embraced that and all of that, that is when the universe started to bring to me aligned, genuine friendships. Aside from my community that I have created with you girls and on the podcast and all of that, there are about, I would say, three people in my life who I consider my soul tribe, my people, like genuine friends. They mean so much to me. And having three genuine people who are truly for me means so much more to me than having a whole group of somewhat decent friends that are kind of like me, and but not really. In the recent past, I feel like I've accepted myself so much more and truly have embraced myself so much more. And since then, I have noticed the universe bringing me even more people that are aligned. And I see all of my hard work and efforts of staying true to myself paying off. If you want to attract your tribe, you first have to know who you truly are, and you have to accept that and embrace it. Then and only then will you begin to attract the people who are meant for you. And in addition to that, if you want like certain friends, or like if you want a certain type of friend, you have to make sure that you're that friend as well. From a manifestation perspective, we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. So if you are a genuine, kind, loving person, you will attract genuine, kind, and loving people into your life. And just to reiterate, being different is a blessing, being different is a good thing. And you know, we all are different at the heart, at our core. Even the people who are sheep right now, they aren't people who are sheep or who don't question anything in life and like just do what they're told and whatever. They're not being their true authentic self, because each and every single one of us truly is different at the core. We all have common, you know, similarities and things like that, but as individuals, we are all different, and I feel like this world would be so much better with each and every single one of us embracing our true authentic self, because then when we are our true authentic self, that means we're honoring who we are and we can show up better for ourselves, which as a result, we can show up better for other people, and it just becomes this ripple effect. So I think that the more people honor who they truly are, the more you are bettering not only yourself, but the rest of the world, because the world needs your uniqueness. It needs that. You know, you are here for a reason. I say this like I feel almost every episode, but it is the absolute truth. So when you find yourself trying to conform to like society or what the rest of your friends are doing, remind yourself that you are here for a reason. You are unique and the world needs your uniqueness. And finding your unique self or embracing that is a bit of a growing pain. And that may mean saying goodbye to your old life and the way that you used to live life, or, you know, growing apart from friendships or relationships. And that can be painful. But, you know, when it comes to making room for new things to come into your life, it requires getting rid of the old and the outdated and the unnecessary. So, yeah. This is my two cents on this topic. I'm going to end this episode here because my laptop's on 4% and I don't want it to die. But just some last words for anyone who like feels the same as me. I hope this episode brought you a little bit more comfort, a little bit more peace, and will help you to really embrace who you are. And yeah, as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.